Wife. Police. Police.
Why is Vince sweating?
I got nothing on me.
Connecticut State Police in studio. Good morning, Sergeant Luke Davis. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Who did you bring with you?
This is Trooper Giselis Garcia from our Recruitment and Selections Unit.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for what you do.
Yes.
Thank you. You look like a badass. Doesn't she?
Yeah.
The
coffee kicker.
Like, I wouldn't mess with you.
Right.
Yeah. I would not mess with you.
No, not in a bet.
No.
No.
Nope.
Not in a bet. Nope.
So before we get to Connecticut State Police looking for some recruits, just a couple of stories out of the headlines here. The road rage shooting on 91.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have more information out on that one later today. But that was a very lucky grab. Basically, right place, right time. One of the sergeants out of Troop H was able to spot that vehicle, get it stopped, and we got two people in custody.
Damn. Wow. Did you get the weapon?
Yeah, I do believe that that was recovered in the process. Wow. But there's more to follow on that today.
Good.
Yeah, I noticed their names weren't mentioned in the initial story.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that imply that they're juvenile?
Yet to be determined. We're not going to put that information out until we got the summaries available to us.
Right.
But we'll have that out on the news page today, most certainly.
But just another reminder that don't participate in this stuff.
Yeah, it's
with
not
people.
Worth it. Yeah.
You don't know who you're flipping off or whatever.
True. Yeah.
Exactly. You ever see that movie Unhinged with Russell Crowe?
I live it.
Yes. He's all that, Russell Crowe, by the way.
Yeah.
All that took was a horn honking.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. And it just didn't end. There was another story where a state police trooper initiated a crash into a wrong-way driver.
That's correct. Yeah. So that happened at Troop B in Montville. And that vehicle was going the wrong way. It was going south in the northbound side of 395.
Yikes.
So troopers from Troop B actually tried to stop it by closing the roadway down, and it circumvented that road closure into the shoulder, driving the wrong way into the barracks, which is right on the highway.
Damn.
So that resulted in a trooper as well as the duty sergeant essentially pincering the vehicle to prevent her from getting back on the highway the wrong way.
That's scary.
Yeah. At that point, you see they close the road, just think, maybe I'm doing something wrong here. Just stop the vehicle.
It's weird. How long does it take you to figure out?
Right. Yeah. That it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, on top of that, I mean, she was definitely moving. The troop was able to provide us with some dash camera from a witness who almost got hit head on by that vehicle. And
wow.
She was not driving slow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
scary.
Just figure if the other car's going the same way as you and you're on the other side of the road, you're going the wrong way.
This year has been a better year for wrong way drivers, or am I just not seeing the stories? It seems like it's calm down a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think the wrong way detection systems have helped a lot, and there's been a lot of self-correction, fortunately, that's come about from the system that DOT has in place.
That's awesome.
Wow. It also helps us to get out there a lot sooner. Once we have it, it helps us to intervene and prevent a tragedy.
What do you think about that story with the Waterbury kid? Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard in your career?
It certainly is, yes. And I spoke with the PIO from Waterbury. He's had his hands full.
Yeah.
Messed up, yeah.
Are we going to hear other things that will shock us?
Well, I mean, I think the most alarming part about this was actually a thought I had to myself when I first heard about this. I mean, the biggest piece of physical evidence that the state has is him.
Right.
Mm. How is that any semblance of normalcy that you have a 32-year-old man who's 68 pounds?
Yeah.
Right. Never been to a dentist. And, the whole list goes on and on. And, you know, we saw images of the police removing doors, internal doors from the house with locks on the wrong side.
Yeah. Mm.
There's a lot of evidence there.
Disgusting.
Sergeant Luke Davis with the Connecticut State Police in studio. And they're looking for good people.
Yeah.
Good people, right? You don't want, like, mediocre people. You're looking for good people.
You came here for that? We'll start at the worst place.
It's a great career, right?
Absolutely. So, like any job, being a state trooper definitely has its challenges, but it's still a rewarding job at the end of the day. And yeah. I've always enjoyed that and knowing that what I'm doing is making a difference and potentially helping other people.
What does it take? Well, what does it pay, first off?
So starting pay in the academy is about $67,000.
Nice.
However, there is a bump in that if you are already a prior sworn or certified police officer.
Oh.
So somebody who's coming from another agency that's already sworn.
People do that, right? They become local police and then they go and they go off to be state police.
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen. We do have a lot of people that may jump ship from a local PD that they work for to come work for the state police.
Wow, I've gotten sworn out a lot.
So 67 off the street. What if you're already a police officer?
It's about a 10 grand bump, around $77,000.
Nice. To start. That's not overtime. Yes. That's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, do you get a car?
Yes. Yeah. Cool. Once you graduate from the academy, you're issued a state vehicle, and you have the ability to use that off duty once you finish the FTO program, that is. But
what's the coolest car you can get if you're a state trooper?
Well, we have kind of a menagerie in our fleet right now.
Oh, nice.
So,
do you have any minivans?
Any Pacers?
I can see you in a Pacer.
Totally undercover, right? it's like a Hemi stuck in there. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be great if we had a Gremlin on our fleet.
Oh, wouldn't it be cool?
I keep pitching this to everybody. I pitched it to the governor. I pitched it to the DOT commissioner.
Right.
The state police should have like a fleet of just odd vehicles.
Yeah.
Unmarked.
Right.
That you go out. It has all the lights and all that stuff. But you just go out and you just drive like normal people. Because, you know,
we all start
driving real good when we see your car.
We all behave all of a sudden. Right? You're like a street sweeper.
Yeah. Right. Street sweeper. Yeah.
I can pull me over.
Right. Station wagon with the wood paneling on it. Any kind of old car.
Dump truck.
Right. Yeah.
But then you'd really get some left lane, some slow drivers in the left lane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can speak from experience in that. Years ago, I actually had an unmarked Charger on patrol.
Cool.
And nice. The amount of things that I saw in that car, I would not see in a marked Cruiser.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And the amount of times I saw somebody hanging their head from the side view mirror the second I pulled them over.
Right.
You know, it reminds me of when I was in class and the teacher was not in class.
Uh-huh.
And the kids are just going nuts. Yep. And things are being thrown and we're just all out of our seats.
Of course.
And we're going nuts.
Yep.
And we hear the teacher coming and we all sit down.
Everybody dummied up.
It's the same thing on the highway. We're all going nuts.
Yep.
I mean, cutting each other off, speeding and all this stuff and no signals. Right. And then we see that car. It's like,
we're such a little bastard.
All of a sudden, we're all using our blinkers.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
We're doing the speed limit.
You see halos going on.
Yeah, we have little halos.
I'm fine.
Yeah. All right. So, Connecticut State Police looking for troopers. You're short staffed now, right?
We are. Yeah. So, our numbers are just a little over 900 at this point in time. Is 920?
Correct. A little over 900.
A little over 920.
And how many are you supposed to have?
Well, we were at one point in time mandated to a force of 1,248 troopers.
Oh.
So that was changed. So the statute no longer exists requiring that. However, it does show. And it's not just an issue for us. It's an issue across the entire state and the entire United States for that fact. Everybody is short.
Can I say there was a period where I don't know if most people were respectful to police. And I think that plays into it.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
People don't want to sign up for a job that, you know, they're just going to get hassled all the time.
Right.
You know,
that's why
where people don't appreciate the danger that they're putting themselves
in. It's true. Yeah.
But I feel like it's better now, don't you? You feel like it's a little better?
I do, in a sense, yes. I think we're making very large strides in demonstrating to the world, to the public in the state of Connecticut, what it is that we do in terms of serving everybody on a daily basis to keep the roadway safe.
I'm from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I'd see a friend with a knot on his head.
Yep.
Say, what happened? It's like, yeah, I got mouthy with a cop.
Right. Yeah. Back then you got hit.
Back when you would respect the police.
Exactly.
It's like, all right.
You should have mouthed off.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
Always.
Anyway, it's a different time.
Yep.
So 67 to 77,000, depending on if you're a police officer or off the streets, you get a car. There's a pension involved, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Nice.
Cool uniform.
Cool uniform.
Cool uniform. Yeah.
That's cool.
And a gun.
Yep. Even cooler.
Now, do they supply you with the gun or you buy your own gun?
No, that is supplied by the state.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool, too.
Yeah.
And a dog and everything. Like, how much other stuff do they give you?
You don't get a dog.
No. You got to talk to some people. If they threw the dog in, I'd apply. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Yeah, that you got to be selected to go through training for a canine.
Right. Just go out and get a dog.
Right.
Skip the other part, Vince. Right. Connecticut Connecticut State Police in studio right now. Sergeant Luke Davis and Trooper Garcia are here. They're looking for good people.
Yes.
If you'd like to ask a trooper a question about becoming a trooper or any question, 203-882-9757. When does this all begin? When can people go on the website and sign up or whatever?
So the website is www.beaconnecticuttrooper.com, all spelt out. And the application window is going to open up at the end of this month, March 31st, and it'll run through the end of May, May 30th.
Nice.
Here's a good first question. Jay in Waterbury.
Hey, Chaz. How are you?
Hey.
Yeah, I was just, I'm asking for a friend, actually.
Oh.
I was wondering if you smoke marijuana recreationally outside of work, and if you have a felony charge, could you still apply?
No, a felony is going to put you out of the mix. And,
what was the felony?
I'd rather not say.
Oh please! It's somebody else.
Non-violent.
Among friends.
It was a drug charge.
It happens.
Happens to the best of them, right?
Even though it's been decriminalized in the state, there is still that expectation that we do not use it.
Yeah.
So that would also affect an applicant status.
Oh, so you do drug tests, and
we do.
You fail, no go
for marijuana.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Interesting.
And that falls under the state of Connecticut's police accountability bill that we are all subject to drug testing now.
Oh, even if it's legal, wow. You guys cannot smoke outside of work.
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
Right. Can you drink
you
outside
so
of work?
Keep up the great work, officer. I appreciate everything you guys do.
Troopers. Thank you, Jay. He was guilty as hell, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He was his friend.
He didn't want it anyway.
I'm asking for a friend.
Right.
Yeah.
That little right there tells you.
Jeff in Oxford, what's your question?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, troopers. Thanks for what you guys do. Hey, since you brought that police accountability bill, you think that plays into the aspect of why people aren't joining? You know, like these politicians make these bills to hold you guys accountable, but they're not. We don't hold them accountable.
Well, here's the thing.
You're putting him in a tough spot now.
Yeah, it didn't help.
Here's the thing.
Here we go.
There's actually quite a few things that have changed in that bill since its inception. Because, like anything, it may seem good at face value, but when it comes down to it, there's always unintended consequences that come from things of that nature. So there are actually some aspects of that bill that actually made it seem like it made our jobs a lot more difficult that have since changed. That
like
actually.
What?
Give us a little more discretion in terms of what we can do in our job. So,
right.
Like what?
For starters, there have been some changes with the use of force.
Okay.
Right. So in those regards, so as long as you're acting in your official capacity and that your actions are not wanton, malicious, or reckless, you cannot be held civilly liable. But that was actually one of the things that first came out in that bill that made some people kind of reticent and actually forced some people out the door that may have stayed past their retirement time.
Oh, yeah. I was angry at that.
Yeah.
I thought you can't hold these people accountable. They got to make split second decisions.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
I think lawmakers should have to be troopers.
Yeah.
And police officers before they start making laws. Governing these people. Get in a car.
Hands on.
And ride into a sketchy neighborhood at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Get a call. Walk up those stairs or walk up to that car that has tinted windows in the middle of the night. Then you can make some laws.
Exactly.
Until you do that, you should not be making laws governing these people. The police and troopers should be making the laws that govern this body.
Yep.
Yeah. All right,
thanks. I appreciate that because I think that helps out, too, with letting the people know that what that law has changed into, because when it first came out, it basically crippled you all from doing what you're doing. You go over New York State or Massachusetts, there's troopers all over the roads pulling people over. You come through Connecticut, not doing anything, honestly, sir. So just trying to figure out if it's the law that's the holdup and why people aren't joining, because the other states, it seems like they're everywhere pulling people over for whatever they're doing on the highways.
Yeah, and you know what?
Thank you, Jeff. What were you going to say? Sorry.
That's actually a very fair point. And that comes back into our numbers. So some states, state police, they're covering highways predominantly. They may cover a couple of towns, but keep in mind, we also cover half of the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
So 80 of 169 towns in this state are our primary responsibility. So it is very often that a trooper who is on patrol could actually be taken from the highway to deal with a call for service in one of those towns.
Right. Yeah, I know what he's saying, though. I remember hearing these laws come out, and I thought, man, if I'm a cop now or a trooper, I'm, you know, what's the point?
Exactly, yeah.
Why would I be pulling people over when I could just get myself in trouble?
Right. You know? Mm. It's a shame.
Well, things are getting different.
Yeah, I think things are starting to go back the right way for us.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's a good gig. Starts at $67,000 a year, and you get a car.
Right.
That's right.
Uniform.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
They give you more than one, too.
Really?
Really?
Cool.
Good. That's important.
Might have the gravy stains on it.
I noticed, like, the state police never look disheveled.
No.
Is there some kind of code, like you have to, you know, have your shirt pressed or whatever?
Brand new.
Oh, yeah.
You always look good. Like, you know.
Yeah. Might be a little wrinkled.
Like, it's a whole deal.
All wrinkled, half hanging out.
Right. Yeah. We wouldn't make it.
We're slouched.
I'm telling you, we wouldn't make it.
No, we're not.
No. Nope.
Can you put mag wheels on a state trooper car?
Jeff in Middlebury.
Hey, how's it going? Love you guys. Long time listener.
Thank you, brother.
My question is, you know, if you have a state permit to carry in Connecticut, I know there's so many laws pertaining, you know, to each state, but I think it's kind of ridiculous how you can't cross state lines and still carry. And do you foresee these laws changing, or will you can carry cross state lines?
That's not their deal.
Yeah. Mm.
Their deal is enforcing the laws.
Yeah. Well, here's one thing I can tell you. If you were to become a Connecticut state trooper, you would actually be covered under the federal LEOSA Act and capable of carrying in all 50 states.
Well, is that right?
That's correct.
I'll join up.
I'll be a state trooper just for that.
There's one right there. Got one.
You know, I've got three kids, and I carry when I can. Just God forbid there's a situation, I have no idea how I would react. But having my permit, it would be nice to be able to know that if I'm traveling, that I don't have to worry about the laws.
Right. All right. Good. Jeff, thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, if you see Jeff at Chuck E. Cheese, don't cut him off.
No road rage with Jeff.
Yeah. All right, Harold in Waterbury wants to know if prior military experience counts for anything.
It certainly does. So those are factors that we take into consideration in terms of looking at a very diverse applicant pool. So military service, higher education are also factors that are definitely waiting in an applicant's favor.
Military service is great because you know they already get it. They get the chain of command. Yeah. Right. They show up when they're supposed to. They're disciplined. Yep. Like they've already been through it. They got it.
Yeah.
And that definitely helps because we are a paramilitary structure.
Right.
Awesome.
Right. Well, thank you for what you do.
Yes. Thank
you. We're going to link up on the radio station website, WPLR.com, if you're interested in becoming a state trooper.
Yeah.
It's a great career.
Yeah,
it's challenging, but you're doing important work.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you get paid.
Exactly.
Well.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you for what you do. Appreciate you both.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.